Now I get to read one of my favourite sections from New Eight Steps to Happiness about karma. So this is in the chapter on wishing love. Venerable Geshe-la says, it is important to understand the relationship between actions and their effects. Our normal reaction when faced with a problem is to try and find someone to blame. So we need to check if this is true. You know, as soon as something goes wrong, what do we immediately do? We feel upset, we feel angry, and we look for an object of blame. Even if that is ourself, we look for an object of blame. But if we look at the situation with wisdom, we will realize that we created the cause of that problem through our negative actions. Okay, so it's not us, but it is our negative actions. Why did we commit negative actions? Because we were deluded. Why were we deluded? Because delusions, all delusions without exception, come from self-cherishing. For me personally, when I first heard that, is so helpful. There is not a single delusion that does not come from self-cherishing. And there's not a single virtuous, positive mind that does come from self-cherishing, even if it seems like it. So here Geshe-la says, if we look at the situation with wisdom, we will realize that we created the cause of that problem through our negative actions. So where is this wisdom going to come from? Buddha's teachings. Yeah, it is only thanks to Buddha's teachings that our precious spiritual guide gives to us from his heart that we can understand this. So many times in Geshe-la's books, he says, you know, if we think about this with wisdom, you know, if we look at the situation with wisdom, yeah, we need to think, you know, a mind of gratitude for, thank you for giving me this wisdom that can understand something that otherwise I would have no idea. So then, he says, the main cause of all our problems is necessarily a negative bodily, verbal, or mental action that we ourselves created in the past. Okay, necessarily. The main cause of all our problems, not just some, all, is necessarily a negative bodily, verbal, or mental action that we ourselves created in the past. Semicolon. Other people's actions are only secondary conditions that enable our negative karma to ripen. So if we really understand this in our heart with wisdom, then we would never have this attitude that we maybe sometimes have, where as Buddhists we know that it's karma and we say, yeah, I know it's karma, but... And I think you're laughing because you know what comes after the but. But... You know, and we think, but if it wasn't for this person's actions, I wouldn't feel this way. And Buddha is saying, if it wasn't for your negative karma, it would be impossible, no matter what anyone does or says, impossible for you to have this experience. And then, just to make sure that we're clear on this, Geshe-la says, if they do not provide the conditions for our negative karma to ripen, someone or something else definitely will. For once the main cause has been established, main cause, karma, unless we purify it through purification practice, nothing can stop the effect from occurring sooner or later. That seed, you know, maybe later, but there's always something. There's always something every day. So today, not that I'm wishing suffering on anyone, we don't need to pray for more suffering to put this into practice. We just go with what's already ripening. So today, try and remember, this is the ripening of my negative karma. Other people's actions are only secondary conditions that enable my negative karma to ripen. And then Geshe-la finishes this paragraph saying, instead of blaming others for our problems, we should use our misfortunes to deepen our understanding of karma. So it's not an attitude of, oh, it's my karma, I'm purifying. It's my karma. I know now what the problem is. I know what I need to do. And then we can use this misfortune to say, why did I create those negative actions? Oh, self-cherishing. It deceived me. So then, Geshe-la said, what is self-cherishing? It's good to identify. Self-cherishing is our normal view that believes I am important while neglecting others. It is part of our ignorance. Self-cherishing is our normal view that believes I am important. And it seems inoffensive. I'm important. Isn't everybody thinking that? Yes. I mean, about themselves. I am important while neglecting others. This is our normal view. It's just normal. It is part of our ignorance. So only wisdom Buddha can tell us that this is actually causing all our pain and suffering. How do we develop self-cherishing? First, we grasp at an inherently existent I, and then our self-cherishing cherishes this I, believing it is important, and that its happiness and freedom are important. This belief is self-cherishing. It is a foolish and deceptive mind, because in reality, there is no inherently existent I. So this is what we need to get. This is what we need to understand. So yesterday, we looked at mistaken appearance. Yeah, that mistaken appearance is the mind that perceives everything, I, mine, everything else, as inherently existent. And then our self-grasping ignorance believes, assents to this appearance, grasping at things existing inherently. So in the case of our eye, it appears to us, we perceive an eye existing inherently, independently from its own side. This is the eye that self-cherishing cherishes. This is the self that self-cherishing cherishes. So, in How to Transform Your Life, also knew it steps to happiness, but I'll read from How to Transform Your Life. So please, when you get the opportunity, even if you've read this 100 times, treat yourself to the chapter on exchanging self with others. It's so rich, and I would love to just read every single word, but there's not the time to do that. So I'll read the highlights. So in the section called What is Self-Cherishing, Geshe-la says, of all the innumerable conceptual thoughts that arise from the ocean of our root mind, the most harmful is self-cherishing. And the most beneficial is the mind of cherishing others. What exactly is self-cherishing? So this is really important to get this right, because self-cherishing is a term, and we need to make sure that we're identifying correctly what self-cherishing is, because if we think it refers to other things such as caring for ourselves or self-respect or confidence, then we risk dismissing such an indispensably important teaching. Yeah. And of course, our self-cherishing hides behind this misunderstanding. And it doesn't want to be destroyed, of course. So what exactly is self-cherishing? Self-cherishing is our mind that thinks, I am important, while neglecting others. It is defined as a mind that considers oneself to be supremely important and precious, and that develops, so up to there, maybe we think, well, if I don't think I'm supremely precious and important, who else will? You know, maybe my mum and a few other people that I keep close. So this seems like the way to go to us, of course. This is our ignorance. So it is defined as a mind that considers oneself to be supremely important and precious, and that develops from the appearance of true existence of the self. Okay, this is our mistaken appearance. From the appearance of true existence of the self. The delusion of self-cherishing is functioning in our mind almost all the time and is at the very core of our samsaric experience. So the only function of delusions, and self-cherishing is a delusion, is to make our mind unpeaceful, disturbed. The only function. Then, self-cherishing is a wrong awareness, because its observed object, the inherently existent self or I, does not exist. So that's why it's okay to destroy your self-cherishing completely, because its object does not exist. Because when you think, oh, just a little bit, you know? Okay, others and myself. You know, because we're not understanding that self-cherishing is so harmful. It's such a toxic poison, creating all our problems and suffering. If we had no self-cherishing, we would have no delusions. We would never create negative karma. The I that we grasp at so strongly, cherish so dearly, and devote our whole life to serving and protecting is merely a fabrication of our ignorance. If we reflect deeply on this point, we will realize how ridiculous it is to cherish something that does not exist. We have devoted our entire, not just this life, since beginningless time, we have devoted every single life to serving this I that does not exist. In 2009, Venerable Geshe-la said, self-cherishing is the mistaken view that is the great deception. Self-cherishing is the mistaken view that is the great deception. It's self-deception.